It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Marianne.
So, last week, you and Steve talked about the biggest business stories of 2013. Now we're in the new year. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's look ahead. What do you see as the top stories for the Sacramento business community this year?
Well, if I had to pick five to watch in the coming year, I think I'd have to nominate the arena, of course, as number one. I know we've talked about the arena an awful lot, but that is the big story of the year. And number two would have to be the continuing effects of healthcare reform. Others on the list are not just holdovers from 2013, though. I think this is a critical year for residential real estate, for commercial development, particularly in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood, and for what some people call the region's startup culture.
All right. Well, let's start at the top with the arena. And I'm guessing this one may be on your list for a few years to come.
I think it will be.
The arena wouldn't actually open until the fall of 2016. So what makes it the biggest story for this year?
Because this is the year, sort of a do or die year. Either it will happen or it won't. You know, this obviously is going to be a political drama at first, depending on whether critics of the city subsidy for the arena get their ballot measure on the June ballot. The economic consequences, though, are already happening. We've talked before about how a lot of residential real estate is starting to stir in downtown. And then, you know, we'll start seeing demolition and construction toward the end of the year, assuming that political events don't intervene.
You put healthcare reform at number two. Why?
This is the year that Covered California gets started, and we will see if it works or not. You know, something like 400,000 people have signed up for Covered California. The state hopes to have 1.5 million by the end of 2014. The most critical question is whether young people will sign up to balance out the old sick people who have are much more enthusiastic about the benefits of Obamacare.
Last year was huge in terms of the housing recovery. Home values in the Sacramento area jumped by something like 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that residential real estate is something to watch this year as well. So, of course, everybody wants to know, do you expect values to continue going up?
I think they will, but it doesn't seem likely that they will continue to rise at the same pace that we saw. Last year was kind of crazy and not necessarily healthy. The other big question is whether the extent to which new housing will benefit from the recovery. That sort of petered out in 2013. A lot of builders have got entitlements, are ready to move forward. Whether they will be able to actually start putting up model homes and selling houses, this will be the year that we find out if there's a real recovery in the new housing sector.
Let's talk about Oak Park. Why did that particular neighborhood make your list?
Well, it's an interesting place. If you've driven down Broadway recently, you'll see there's a frenzy of construction there at 35th Street and 3rd Avenue, right across from 40 Acres. A development called Broadway Triangle is 22 row houses priced at about $280,000, I think, about half of them for sale, half for lease. And some retail there. It's a big project, and it comes on top of, I think it's called the Arbors, senior housing down the street from there. There's a former Primo's Supper Club hotel across the street. A lot of stuff happening. There's a sense that Oak Park is a neighborhood that's moving up, and this concentration, intense concentration of development, I think could make 2014 the year that that neighborhood really turns a corner.
Wrapping things up, the final topic on your list was Sacramento's startup culture. So what does that mean?
We spent a lot of time in the last year talking about hackathons and Hacker Lab and other efforts to create startup culture in Sacramento. Hacker Lab in particular, a Midtown sort of incubator for small businesses, has grown tremendously. They've got satellite offices now. They've got contracts with big companies to do consulting. There's really something there. There's a lot of evidence that suggests that it's more than just wishful thinking. Every city, of course, wants to be the next Silicon Valley. That's not going to happen here, but there is something real in terms of entrepreneurship and energy. And 2014, I think we will get some sense of how far we can go with that.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Marianne.
Check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Marianne Russ, Capital Public Radio News.